Stories Online.
It is rare that we get a story into Real Ghost Stories Online that we say, I haven't heard anything like that before. On this week's EPP bonus episode of Real Ghost Stories Online, we have one of those stories. It doesn't involve a bunk bed. I know I just rang the bunk bed bell, but it really, really is a situation and a ghostly story and experience that it makes you go, wow, I haven't even thought of that before. Imagine being a ghost, yet you're still alive, and discovering that others had seen you as a ghost in their home. Somewhat along the lines of astral projection, but is there more to it? Here's a little taste of this week's EPP bonus episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. If you want to hear the full story, sign up to be an EPP on our website, realghoststoriesonline.com. She also said that I was more than welcome to walk back there and see it while it still stood. The tree that my father carved my name on when I was a child. She was right. My tree was dead and my name was still prominent due to the deep cutting. I took a selfie with it for Snapchat and walked back up to the house. She asked if I'd like to come in and have coffee, and I obliged. No more than 5 minutes later, her three boys ran into the house. Her youngest one stopped dead in his tracks when he saw me and screamed, "She's back! That's her! Can you see her?" His mom chuckled and said, "Yes, I see her. She came to see her name on the tree before we took it down." He just stared at me. He was visibly shaken to see me sitting at his kitchen table. He then said, "Why were you at our family fire?" I asked him what he meant. The oldest son started laughing and said, "He thought he saw a ghost in the woods." The youngest said, "You're the ghost. You're not real. I'll prove it." So is this a case of a child overreacting? How does he prove that this woman was, in fact, a ghost that appeared? It's a crazy, amazing story. You don't want to miss it in this week's EPP bonus episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. Like I said, sign up to get it on our website, realghoststoriesonline.com. Click Become an EPP. Also in this week's episode, boredom in a small college town leads a group of girls to accidentally summon a haunting into their dorm. That sounds like fun. A family finds that they must move from their home after a remodel angers their resident ghost. And after watching a video of real accident victims, a listener finds that one of the victims now haunts his home. I always knew there was something inherently wrong with watching those videos. I always just avoided them. Plus, it makes me really anxious about, like, doing anything after seeing those. Those stories and more in this week's EPP bonus episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. Sign up to get it at realghoststoriesonline.com. Click Become an EPP. Support our show. Keep us on the air. And enjoy getting freaked out this weekend. And thanks for the support.